This is Kate Richardson from the Listening Post NOLA, a community media project from WWNO and Internews. Our most recent question of the week was about the fate of famed Charity Hospital. The hospital served the healthcare needs of the city's poor since 1939. Its basement flooded during Hurricane Katrina, and for the past 8 years, the building has remained vacant. Many New Orleans residents are still passionate about reviving Charity for its original purpose, to provide health services.
I think they should reuse the Charity Hospital building because it was one of the best hospitals of the state, save a lot of people's lives, and I think we should all try to fight to get it back.
This particular facility should not be torn down. Charity Hospital was a great place for individuals that were sick here in the state of Louisiana. It was number one in trauma. I think they should reserve the hospital and keep Charity Hospital. It was a lot of training ground for individual doctors and nurses.
The poorer people in the city cannot afford medical care at most of the hospitals in town. And Charity has been part of the life of this city for over a century or so. And it really needs to be reopened, if they could possibly do that. If not, they could use it for other medical purposes.
But nostalgia doesn't appear to be winning out in this case. With two new medical facilities being built up the road, the Depression-era Art Deco building is almost certain to take on a new responsibility, and many understand that.
As a young girl, I was a candy striper there. I volunteered there one summer when I was out of school, so it would have a lot of memories for a lot of people, but the thing is it worth reviving as far as the cost and everything goes? And with the new building coming up, I think we would have enough of healthcare facilities around, and if it's not worth reviving, we can tear that one down and do something else with that space.
Mayor Landrieu is leading an effort to relocate City Hall and the Civil District Court to the Charity Hospital building. But he needs additional tenants to take on the leftover space and help pay for renovations. Real estate developer Press Kabakoff has proposed turning a wing of the building into a neuroscience research facility. Listening Post contributors had some other creative ideas for the powers that be.
I think they should make it as a mall.
We give it to the artists, let them give them a space, give them a floor, let them turn it into something beyond what it is. A lot of people would love to do something with that energy.
Another grocery store for the Canal Street location, like a Winn-Dixie or Walmart around Canal Street.
Well, although for one, I feel like there's too many condos going up in the CBD area, well, in New Orleans, period, you know what I'm saying? They're constantly building more apartment condos and just everywhere. So for one, I know I would be against turning it into anything like that.
The fate of the Charity Hospital building is still undecided. Starting tomorrow, keep an eye out for the latest Listening Post question of the week. You can contribute to our project when you stop by the Norman Mayer Library in Gentilly and Headquarters Barbershop on Broad Street, or by texting the word HELLO to the Listening Post hotline, 504-224-5314, or go to wwno.org. For the Listening Post, I'm Kate Richardson.